Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Bold and Beautiful podcast, where we are discussing all things bold and beautiful. I'm your host, Amanda, and I've decided to name this week's episode, The Truth Is Out. I apologize for my froggy voice. I have been sick all week with a horrible sore throat and cold. And I'm finally feeling better today, but my voice is not fully recovered. Okay, let's get into the news. We all know that Jacqueline Woods, who plays Steffi, will be going on maternity leave soon. Not to fear. She has pre-recorded her scenes, so she will be out for 8 weeks, but we will actually only miss her for 2 or 3 weeks, so that's really good news. If you're a Steffi fan. That is all the B&B news I have for this week, but I do want to tell you guys about one of my absolute favorite podcasts. It is called We Write Sex. It is four friends writing an erotic novel together. Each week, they take turns writing a chapter, and they are absolutely hilarious. And the story is always unpredictable because they do not discuss with each other what they're writing. One thing I love is that they are so relatable, and each week it feels like you're right there hanging out with four of your friends. It's absolutely hilarious. It's a must listen, guys. Start at season one and you will not regret it. Again, that is We Write Sex. That's enough of the chit-chat. Let's get to the recap. In case you missed last week's episode, I took off for Thanksgiving, so I will be covering the Thanksgiving week and this week. So let's get started. Monday, November 19th. The show opens at Brooke and Ridge's house in their bedroom. And it's awkward between them because, if you remember, Brooke stayed back to talk to Bill in private, and Ridge did not like it. So, Ridge really does know Bill very well, because he tells Brooke, "Let me guess, Bill told you he's a changed man, and it's all because of you, am I right?" And Brooke kind of tries to downplay that, even though Ridge is absolutely right. Brooke is trying to downplay it a little. And Ridge just comes out and asked Brooke if she forgot what kind of person Bill is. He's a horrible, horrible person. So Brooke answers, "Sometimes bad people do good things, and sometimes good people do terrible things." That was a really good point, but I don't like that she's trying to be all secretive about Bill's intentions. Because Ridge already knows anyway, so why not just be honest? So basically, Brooke tells Ridge that she is afraid of where his anger for Bill will take him next and what he might do. And Ridge admits that he's afraid of losing Brooke, especially to Bill. But Brooke assures Ridge that she only wants him and no other man can change that. And she even tells him that every time he walks into her room and she looks at him, she says, "He's the one." And I love these two together. I really hope Bill's plan does not work. Put Bill with someone else, for crying out loud. Like, I'm over it. Put him with Donna or someone else. But not Steffi. Now we head over to Forrester Creations. We're in the executive office with Eric and Quinn. And Quinn has made the guest list for Thanksgiving. And conveniently, she left Pam and Charlie off the list, which Eric quickly corrects. The oversight. And I'm doing air quotes because it was definitely not an oversight. Pam comes into the office and asks if she can speak to Eric alone, which makes Quinn nuts and mad, but she leaves the office. Pam is basically being very bold, and she tells Eric that she thinks Stephanie is sending her signs from the afterlife that Donna is back in town for Eric. And at first, Eric humors Pam, and he tells her that he feels like Donna coming back into his life is a good thing, but only as a great friend, and that's it. So, of course, Pam continues, because she's on this quest or campaign to get rid of Quinn. What they don't realize is that Quinn is listening at the door. She didn't really leave. She's standing at the door listening. Eric finally has enough, and he says, Pam, I want you to respect my wife and my marriage. Enough of all this fighting. If Stephanie is unhappy with me in the afterlife, she will show me with a thunderbolt or something. And then Eric leaves. As soon as he leaves, Quinn walks in. She says, you owe me an apology, Pam. Stephanie is dead, and she can't make Eric happy now. And she can't protect you either. But as they're talking, Quinn realizes that Pam wants her to lose it. And she's doing these things to make Quinn snap and be crazy. But Quinn is not going to give Pam that satisfaction of seeing her snap. Now we head over to Spencer Publications, to Bill's office, with Bill and Justin. And Justin does not understand why Bill did not press charges and put Ridge in jail. Then the door opens and it's Wyatt and Liam. They walk in and they also want to know why Bill did not put Ridge in jail. So Bill explains that he could not do that to Brooke. That if he locked up Ridge, it would really hurt Brooke, and he can't do that. Justin is really pissed off at Bill for not pressing charges and for his behavior. And he says, you know what, I'm out. And he leaves. So Bill admits to Liam that he wants Brooke back, but he wants to get her back the right way, not by putting her husband in jail. He wants to prove that he has changed. So he tells Liam that he will help some of Liam's nonprofits, which shocks Wyatt and Liam. They're both shocked. Then Bill tells them that there's no more Sky. He will not be building the Spencer Tower. It is not the time for a monument to himself. And this really floors Wyatt and Liam. Bill apologizes again to Liam and to Wyatt. He says he wants to be the kind of father that they can honor and look up to. And Liam says, I will say this. You never could have hurt me like you did if I didn't love you. And that's how Monday ends. So that brings us into Tuesday, November the 20th. The show opens at Forrester Creations in the executive office with Steffi, Liam, and Kelly. We get to see their little family together, and it's very sweet. And then Hope walks in to the office, and she says, you know, like, oh, I don't want to interrupt. And Steffi says, no, no, come in, because we are all family now. I'm going to be honest, I'm kind of getting whiplash with these two. One minute, Steffi and Hope hate each other and they're fighting. The next minute, they're being nice and making up. It's hard to keep track. So Liam assures Hope that all five of them are a family now and they need to work together. Then Steffi informs Liam that Amelia, the babysitter, is taking Kelly home. Surprisingly, Hope and Steffi decide to talk and they call a truce, since they are both tired of fighting and they don't want their children to have to grow up with all this fighting. And then they start talking about the holidays, and poor Steffi, she gets choked up and she admits that the holidays will be really hard for her. And Liam and Hope assure her that they will be there for her if she needs them. Now we head over to Katie's house, and Katie has called Bill over to talk. Katie gives Bill the new shared custody agreement contract. He has his rights back, equal say and equal rights. Katie felt it was important for them to talk. So Bill thanks Katie for her decision and for not trying to fight it. And Katie explains that the battle changed Bill, so she can't regret it. Bill admits that he admires how much Katie loves Will and how she will fight for him. He promises that she can count on him. And then Will arrives home from school. And Katie and Bill explain to him that things are going to go back to the way that they used to be. And he's so cute and he's so excited. He's really happy about being able to spend more time with Bill. And he says that what he wants for Christmas is just to be able to hang out with his dad more. It was really sweet. And that's how Tuesday ends. That brings us into Wednesday, November 22nd. And it is time for the Forrester Thanksgiving dinner at Eric and Quinn's house. Pam and Charlie are cooking, of course, as usual. The guest list, Steffi and Kelly, Hope and Liam, Ridge and Brooke, Thorne and Katie, Donna, Zoe and Xander, and Wyatt and Sally, and of course, Eric and Quinn, Pam and Charlie. Everyone is super excited to see Kelly, and the new twins playing Kelly are so adorable. The baby's so adorable. Everyone looks beautiful, of course. And in the kitchen, Pam decides to make Charlie do her dirty work. So she's made some meatballs that are super duper hot. And then she forces Charlie to go out and give Quinn one. So he's serving the meatballs and Quinn's like, no, I'm good. And then he kind of forces her to take one. And Quinn takes a big bite and she totally freaks out because her mouth is completely on fire. It was so hot that she was choking. And Pam, of course, thinks it's hilarious. But she's trying to cover, so she runs over and she grabs the tray and she says, oh no, I thought I threw out that batch. Oh, my bad. Okay. And obviously Quinn knows that this was done on purpose. So then it's time for everyone to sit at the table for dinner. And of course, it's time for their Thanksgiving tradition that they do every year where everyone must say something they admire about the person on their right. So at the head of the table is Steffi is at one head of the table. Eric's at the other head of the table. So Steffi has to say something nice about Xander. And she basically says, you're a great addition to Forrester and we're happy to have you. Then Xander has to say something to Zoe. So he says, I'm proud of you and I want to thank you for helping me with the modeling. Zoe to Wyatt. Zoe says, thank you for making me feel welcome when you had every reason not to. Wyatt to Sally. I can't imagine my life without you. I'm so lucky because you've completely changed my life. I thought that was really sweet. Sally to Charlie, I admire your kitchen skills, and I admire how much you love Pam. Charlie to Pam, I promise you, I'm yours every single day forever because I love you. Pam to Quinn, this was funny. Pam literally was having the hardest time saying something nice to Quinn. But she got it out. So Pam to Quinn, I am thankful you invited us all into your home today. And that's the best you could do. So then Quinn to Eric, it's an honor to be your wife and to be by your side and to belong to a family. I love you. Eric to Donna, it's a great pleasure to see you here, Donna. LA is not the same without you. And of course, Quinn makes a face. Donna to Katie, I adore and love you. Thank you for letting me crash at your house. Katie to Will, I'm so proud of you. I love to see you happy, my sweet boy. Will to Thorn. Mom's happy because of you, so I'm happy. Thorn to Ridge. Thank you for having my back at work and at home. I'm glad our relationship has changed. Ridge to Brooke. Brooke is my destiny. I am so thankful that she is here with me right now, and I love you always. Brooke to Hope. I am so thankful that you're my daughter, and I'm so proud of you. And that baby is going to be so lucky to have you as parents. Hope to Liam. I'm so thankful that our child will have you as a father. And Kelly is lucky to have Steffi as a mother. And I can't wait to meet our little girl. I love you so much. Liam to Steffi. You are a strong, independent woman, and you have such a sweetheart. Thank you for letting me see into it for a little while. Then they all eat. And at the end, Liam makes a toast to the two women he admires most in the world, Hope and Steffi. And that's how Wednesday ends. Drama-free Thanksgiving, which was shocking. Well, minus Pam's little prank, little meatball prank. But mostly drama-free, which was nice. So that brings us into this week, Monday the 26th. The show opens at Spencer Publications in Bill's office with Bill and Justin. Justin is still upset with Bill that he did not go after Ridge. And he's also upset that Bill is giving up on Sky, the Spencer Tower. Justin says, all of this, you've changed because of Brooke, right? And Bill explains once more that he can't put Ridge in jail because that would really hurt Brooke. And then the door opens and it's Detective Sanchez. And he wants Bill to help him solve his case of who shot him. Bill again tells the detective that he doesn't know who shot him. The detective wants to know why Bill doesn't want this crime solved. And then Justin pipes in, I don't get it. Don't you want this guy caught? And then Bill has a flashback of Taylor confessing to him. Now we head over to Forrester Creations in the executive office with Hope, Brooke, and Liam. They are discussing their list of baby names, and Brooke is so excited about the baby. Brooke got them a gift, and it's an adorable purple and white outfit, and of course they love it, because it's adorable. And Hope and Liam want to make sure that Brooke and Ridge are okay after all the stuff that went down. And and Brooke says that they are okay. But then, strangely, Brooke goes into this whole thing about how much Bill has changed, and it's so great that he's this new man, and Liam needs to see how much his father has changed. It's weird. And Liam is very skeptical whether Bill's new changes will stick or not. But Brooke has such blind faith in Bill, and that surprises Liam and Hope a little bit, I think. And, I mean, really, what is she doing? She's going on and on and on about how great Bill is, and honestly, she sounds like Bill's cheerleader. It's weird. And if Ridge heard all of this, he would be hurt. It's just strange. I don't understand what Brooke's doing. I really don't. She says one thing, but her actions and some of the things she does says a different thing. Like, I don't know. Then the conversation takes a turn, and they're discussing how much stuff Bill has went through and how he almost died when he got shot. And so then Brooke and Hope tell Liam they're both concerned that the person who tried to kill Bill might try again. But Liam assures them he does not think that that will happen, which makes them kind of look at him like, why do you think that? Now we head over to Steffi's beach house with Steffi, Taylor, and Kelly. Taylor is here for a visit, but I actually think she's moving back, and this makes me nervous. Taylor starts questioning Steffi again about Liam, and it's the same ridiculous thing that she has, the same ridiculous things that she has been saying every single time she's in town. Liam should not be married to Hope. Hope stole Liam from you. I hate Brooke. She stole everything from me. Enough already. Enough. It's the same damn song and dance every single time she's on the screen. Every time she's in town, it's the same song and dance, and it is getting old. And every time she makes Steffi really upset, and it's like she's oblivious, or she don't care, I don't know. So, of course, Taylor's being crazy again, and she's telling Steffi something has to be done about Brooke and Hope. They can't get away with this. Really? Like, why can you not accept that Steffi dropped Liam? She was tired of the back and forth, and she let Liam go. She just refuses to see this. It's very frustrating. So poor Steffi is trying to calm Taylor down, and she's trying to tell her that she wants her to stop because she doesn't want to bring all of this up again. But she won't listen, of course, and she keeps saying, I hate Bill. This is all his fault. And da da da, the same thing over and over, blah 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 blah, etc., etc. So Steffi says, hey, you need to be more thankful to Bill because he could have you in jail right now. Let's not forget that. So then Taylor starts having another breakdown, and she explains to Steffi exactly what happened the night she shot Bill. She explains the whole thing, and then she has a complete breakdown. She's crying. She's flipping out. She can't believe she almost killed someone. And now she has to live in fear of going to prison. And she doesn't know if Bill's going to keep his word. And poor Steffi is so upset for her mother. And she's trying really hard to calm her down. She's really not sure what to do. So she just kind of holds her. And Steffi tells her, look, Mom, everything will be okay. Bill won't change his mind. He'll keep his word because he's changed. And that's how Monday ends. Poor, poor Steffi. Even if you're not a Steffi fan, you have to feel sorry for her. I cannot imagine having to deal with worrying if your mom is going to shoot someone, like have a, you know, meltdown and snap and shoot someone. Crazy. That brings us into Tuesday, November the 27th. The show opens at Steffi's beach house with Steffi and Taylor. We're picking up right where we left off. Steffi is trying to calm Taylor down because Taylor keeps reliving what she did over and over. She can't get it out of her head. And Taylor is really worried that Bill will change his mind and put her in prison. But Steffi's convinced that he won't, because he gave her his word and she believes him. And so after she gets Taylor calmed down and everything, Taylor says, oh, I'm fine. And then she leaves. Now we head over to Forrester Creations in the executive office with Hope, Brooke, and Liam. Brooke is trying to get Hope and Liam to tell her their names. But Liam and Hope both admit that they have not decided on a name. That they do have a few names they're bouncing around, but they haven't decided on a name. And Liam lets them know that he's about to leave to go see Kelly. But before he leaves, he tells Brooke that his name choice is Esmeralda, which makes both of them laugh. And then Liam leaves. Hope wants Brooke to remind Ridge that her line was super successful last year, because she's trying to keep Hope for the future alive. And Brooke, of course, feels bad for Hope, but she does feel that she needs to talk to Hope about Steffi. So she says, look, Steffi takes advantage of Liam's time, and they spend a lot of time together. And then Hope tells Brooke, you know what? I don't want you to start anything because they are co-parenting and that's how it should be. And we're finally getting along. And Brooke assures Hope that she just wants her to keep her eyes open and to pay attention to what's going on. Because Steffi reminds Brooke of Taylor. And she doesn't want Hope to get hurt. And she doesn't want the past to repeat itself. Now we head over to Spencer Publications and Bill's office with Bill and Justin. Justin just can't understand why Bill doesn't want the shooter brought to justice. And then there's a knock at the door and it's Taylor. And she came to talk to Bill. And Justin leaves and then Taylor asks Bill straight out if he plans on keeping his word about not putting her in jail. Bill assures her that he gave her his word and he meant it and he's not going to go back on it. And Taylor's very relieved to hear this for sure. But then, strangely, instead of just being thankful and leaving, she starts in on Bill. How this is all his fault, and he ruined Steffi's life, and the same song and dance. I'm not going to say it over and over, guys. I can't. I'll lose my mind. So everyone knows what I'm talking about. It's the same thing. She hates Brooke. Bill sucks. Bill ruined Steffi's life, blah, 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 etc., etc. Then she starts raising her voice and saying Bill needs to take responsibility for what he has done. Then Bill's aggravated, right? Because she's yelling at him and she's acting crazy. So Bill gets up and he says, look, I've had enough. You can either walk out on your own or you can be escorted out. Which one? So she says, you know what? I'll leave, but you ruined a family. You need to remember that. Like, really? You think that you would be a little nicer to the guy who could put you in jail for life? Now, we head over to Steffi's beach house with Liam and Steffi. And Liam has just arrived, and they're chit-chatting. And then Liam tells Steffi that he is concerned about Taylor. Because it was very scary what she did, almost killing his father. And it takes a certain kind of person to actually almost kill someone. But Steffi assures him that Taylor's doing better and she's not a threat to anyone else. But Liam is not so sure. And neither am I, and Steffi shouldn't be either. Even after Steffi saw Taylor's behavior, she is still trying to convince Liam that her mom is completely harmless. Really? So Liam expresses that he isn't comfortable with Taylor watching Kelly by herself, and he really would prefer if she didn't spend very much time with Kelly at all. But that's a problem because that's Steffi's mother. So that really hurts Steffi. He also wants to keep Taylor away from Hope and Brooke. Steffi is hurt by this. And she keeps trying to assure him that her mom is harmless. This is a bad situation for everyone. And I see both sides because, of course, you had a baby, you have a little baby, and of course you want your mom with you. You want your mom with you to help. You want your mom with you for advice. You ask your mom to babysit in emergency situations, like, especially if you're a single mom. But at the same time, I totally see Liam's side. Because Liam is right. Taylor is not stable. And what if she snapped and she was with Kelly? I don't think she would hurt the baby, but still, she may, like, just take off and leave the baby alone. Like, I don't know. But I totally see both sides, and it's a very difficult situation. Now we head back over to Forrester Creations. We're in the executive office and Hope is in the office by herself working. Taylor walks in and the first thing she says to Hope is, you haven't taken enough from my daughter. Now you're taking her office too. Rude. And by the way, everyone works out of that office. Rude. So, of course, Taylor's being very rude to Hope. And again, Taylor starts the same song and dance. She tells Hope that she stole Liam from Steffi and that she's not going to get away with it. And then she goes into the whole thing again, the whole song and dance again. Liam was going to go back to Steffi, and if it wasn't for Bill's interference, they'd be together right now, which is not true. It's not. I do not believe that is true. First of all, they were having problems in their marriage to begin with. Liam kissed Sally. Okay, first. Then, Steffi slept with Bill. Like, there was already problems in their marriage. And then even when they were still supposed to be working it out, then Liam hooked up with Hope and Steffi caught them making out. Like, there was major problems in this marriage before any of this even happened. Okay, so Taylor's going on her whole song and dance, her whole rant, blah, blah, et cetera, et cetera. And she's yelling at Hope, and Hope is feeling very uncomfortable. She actually asked Taylor to leave. But, of course, Taylor ignores her, and she just keeps going on and on and on and on. And then Taylor walks closer to Hope and is about to get into her face. And she says, "You are just like your mother, and I am not going to let you get away with this. You hear me?" And that's how Tuesday ends. Taylor is a lunatic. She's a nutcase. Like, she has lost her mind. That brings us into Wednesday, November the 28th. The show opens at Steffi's house with Liam and Steffi, and we're continuing our convo from yesterday. Steffi does not agree. She thinks that her mom is completely safe to be around Kelly, but Liam just doesn't. He doesn't want Taylor left alone with Kelly, period. And poor Steffi, this is putting her in a very bad position. So they kind of agree to disagree type of thing. They really don't have a resolution, and Liam leaves. Now we head over to Forrester Creations in the executive office with Hope and Taylor. And they're also, we're continuing the convo from where we left off yesterday. Hope is trying to reason with Taylor, but Taylor is completely unreasonable. She accuses Hope of taking advantage of the situation that Bill caused. And Hope tells Taylor that she will always support Liam's relationship with Kelly, but the truth is, Steffi made a choice. Whether Taylor wants to believe it or not, that's how it happened. Now we head over to Eric's house, and Quinn, Eric, and Ridge are all having lunch together. And Ridge mentions that seeing Hope and Liam together on Thanksgiving was really hard for Steffi. And then Quinn brings up how much she really hates Bill, and Ridge, of course, agrees. And then Eric says, "Nope, we should avoid any talk of Bill Spencer." And Ridge says, of course, I'm not going to go over there and go off on Bill, I promise, as long as he stays away from my wife and my daughter. Now we head over to Steffi's beach house. Someone knocks on the door, and guess who it is? Bill. I thought that was funny because Ridge just said, if he stays away from my wife and daughter, and then it goes to Steffi's house and Bill's at her door. That was pretty funny. So, Bill came by to tell Steffi that he doesn't think her mother has changed as much as she claims that she has, because she paid him a visit and it was unpleasant. So Bill explains that it's not exactly what Taylor said to him, it's more of how she said it. And even after he promised to keep his word and not put her in jail, she still went off on him. And this concerns Steffi for sure. But she's still trying to stand by her mom, and she assures Bill that she will talk to her mother and keep her away from him. And Bill says, "Look, I'm not blaming you for your mother. Like, I'm not blaming you for your mother's actions. But I need to know that you can rein her in. And Steffi promises that she will. If Bill promises to keep his word and he does so, it's a deal. But I think Steffi's writing checks that she can't cash. In other words, I think that she's making these promises that she can control her mother, but she can't. Her mother doesn't even listen to a word she says. I don't know how she thinks she's going to control her. That's concerning. Now we head back to Forrester Creations in the executive office with Taylor and Hope. And Taylor is still going off on Hope. She's yelling. She's getting in her face. And she says she will not accept Hope's explanation. And Hope says, I didn't break up their marriage. And then Taylor gets into Hope's face even more. And she says, you are just like all the other Logans. You break up families and marriages. How do you live with yourself? And then as she's yelling, Liam busts through the door. And he yells, okay, that's enough, Taylor. Stop it right now. Don't ever talk to my wife like that again. Do you understand? Then Hope, seeing how mad Liam is, tries to defuse the situation by telling Liam that, oh, it's okay, it's okay, she's just upset. But Liam is not hearing it. He is not hearing it. He says, it's not okay at all. You are pregnant and you don't need the stress. You know what? I think it's time for you to go, Taylor, and I'll walk you out. So he escorts her to the elevator, assuming that she's leaving. Then he comes back in to the office and Hope tells Liam that honestly, it was scary how intense and upset Taylor became and that she would not listen to reason. And then Liam lets it slip that there is way more going on in this dynamic. And then Hope wants to know, what the heck is he talking about? What does he know about Taylor that she doesn't? So meanwhile, Taylor does leave and she heads to Eric's house. She shows up at Eric's house and Ridge answers the door and she's very, very happy to see him and she gives him a big hug. And he explains that Quinn and Eric had to go to a meeting and they're not home. And Taylor says, well, that's okay. I'd like to talk to you too. So they start talking. First, it's just small talk and chit chat about Kelly and Steffi and Thomas. And then Taylor starts the whole song and dance again. The whole, it's all Bill's fault. He ruined Steffi's life. I hate Brooke. She ruins everything. Blah, blah, etc., etc., etc. And I don't know why this doesn't seem to worry Ridge at all, but you would think it would just at how intense that she gets. So back over with Liam and Hope in the executive office at Forrester Creations. And Liam is trying to tell Hope that Taylor is dangerous. But Hope says, you know what? I've known her my whole life and I think you might be overreacting just a little. And then Liam, he's struggling because he really wants to tell her just how dangerous Taylor is, but he promised that he wouldn't say anything. So he's kind of like, he don't know what to do. But finally he decides that, Hope deserves to know the truth. So Liam tells Hope that Taylor is the one who shot Bill and Hope is stunned by this bombshell. And that's how Wednesday ends. I was really surprised that Liam told Hope in a way, because he's going to have to endure Steffi's wrath because Steffi's going to be really mad at him. But at the same time, he loves Hope. He's in love with her. That's his wife. Most relationships, you tell your husband or wife pretty much everything. So I'm sure he would have told her eventually anyway. So that brings us into Thursday, November the 29th. The show opens at Forrester Creations in the executive office with Hope and Liam. Liam has spilled the beans about Taylor being the shooter. He has told Hope everything, and Hope is stunned. She can't believe it. And then Liam explains that he's concerned for Hope and Brooke's safety. Liam tells Hope the whole story, and he feels that Hope should know, since Taylor obviously has a grievance with her and her mother. So he feels like she had a right to know. So Hope is completely in shock. She says, "Oh my God, I've known her my whole life. I can't believe this. Bill could have been killed." And then Hope thanks Liam for telling her. And now she's very concerned that having Taylor around might not be such a good idea. Who knows what might set her off next? That's the truth. Now we head over to Eric's house with Taylor and Ridge. They both feel the same way about Bill. They hate him. And Taylor's telling Ridge that it's not fair. Steffi should be with Liam, and when the new baby comes, all his focus will be on his wife and the new baby, and it's not fair, blah, 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 song and dance, etc., etc. So Ridge assures Taylor that no matter what, Liam will be a good dad, because overall, he's a good man, and he loves Kelly. And then Taylor blames Hope for everything. It's Hope's fault because she took advantage of the situation. And surprisingly, Ridge disagrees, but he makes a comment that pisses me off. He says, "Hope is not my favorite, but you're wrong. Hope didn't plan any of this. This is all Bill, and I hate his guts." You know what? It made me mad that Ridge said Hope is not my favorite, because that's, for one, very rude, and I don't understand. She used to call him Dad. Like, he raised her, and he's gonna say she's not my favorite? Like, no. I don't like it. Now we head back to Forrester Creations in the showroom with Brooke and Steffi. Brooke wants to discuss with Steffi, Hope, and her baby. And Brooke comes right out and says she doesn't want Steffi to spoil any of this for Hope. And Steffi is taken aback. She's very shocked that Brooke is saying these things. And she explains that she absolutely does not plan on ruining anything. And Brooke explains that Liam will need to focus all his time on Hope and the baby at first. And Steffi says, "Look, I respect their relationship, and I'm not my mom, and Hope is not you. So don't worry, we will work this out together." And Steffi assures Brooke that she will be supportive. And then Taylor walks in, and she says, "Unbelievable. You cannot dictate how much time Liam spends with Kelly and Steffi." And we're about to have another Brooke and Taylor confrontation. So Steffi steps in and she says, "Mom, I can't handle this. I don't want you two to fight." And then she says, "I have to go because I have a call I need to make," but she's very nervous about leaving these two alone. So they tell her, "Oh, go make your call. We'll be fine. Don't worry." So reluctantly, Steffi leaves. And Taylor accuses Brooke of bullying Steffi. And Brooke says, "I was not bullying." And Taylor feels that Brooke is trying to steal all of Liam's time away from Kelly. And Brooke says, "No, that's not what I'm doing at all." And then crazy Taylor says, "You know what? You and Hope think you're better than me and Steffi, but you're not. And we are not taking your crumbs anymore." Okay, crazy pants. Then we head upstairs to the executive office. Liam is in the office and Steffi walks in. And Hope is not there. And Liam tells Steffi that she needs to talk to him about something that happened earlier. So he explains to Steffi what happened between Hope and Taylor and how he was very upset and Hope was upset and he actually had to escort her out. Steffi is shocked. Why, I don't know, but she is. And she starts apologizing and Liam's like, no, I'm not blaming you for what your mom's doing. But because of everything that's going on, I felt that Hope had a right to know the truth. So Liam tells Steffi that he told Hope everything. He told her about Taylor being the shooter. And Steffi is mad and horrified. She is very upset that Liam has done this. Back downstairs in the showroom with Taylor and Brooke. And Brooke is telling Taylor that Liam is going to have to give Hope and the baby all his attention at first. And she just wanted to make sure that Steffi understands that. I apologize for the dogs barking in the background. My dogs are protesting the fact that I'm in here recording and that I won't let them in the room with me, and so they're loudly protesting, so sorry about that. Okay, so after Brooke says, I just wanted to make sure that Steffi understands that Liam will be spending so much time with the baby and Hope, then Taylor loses it. She just loses it on Brooke. She gets in her face, she puts her finger in her face, she gets in her face, she starts yelling, and she says her usual song and dance. How Brooke ruined her life. Brooke thinks she's better than everyone. Hope is the same as Brooke. They steal men and break up families and the same song and dance, blah, blah, etc., etc. And Hope walks in and she comes in and she gets between them and she says to Taylor, my mom is so horrible, right? Well, you're not that innocent either, and you know it. And that's how Thursday ends. So that brings us into Friday, November the 30th. The show opens in the showroom with Hope, Taylor, and Brooke. We're picking up right where we left off yesterday, and Hope tells Taylor that she didn't steal Liam. And that they need to be looking to the future, not the past. And getting this upset is not good for anyone. Then she tells them both that arguing is not helping anything. And that if being here upsets Taylor that much, maybe she should leave. This, of course, enrages Taylor. And she says that she won't leave and abandon her daughter. No way. And no one will push her out of her daughter's life, and if they try, they will regret it. And then she leaves. Well, she storms out. Is probably more accurate. Now we head upstairs to the executive office with Liam and Steffi, and we're picking up right where we left off yesterday. Steffi's really upset that Liam told Hope about Taylor being the shooter. And Liam explains that he couldn't leave Hope in the dark, especially when he walked in on what he walked in on. He walked in on Taylor going off on Hope and in her face. And he just couldn't leave Hope in the dark. He felt she needed to know. And Steffi's totally freaked out and totally mad. And Liam says, are you sure she won't lose her temper? Get upset and snap and shoot someone else. And then this makes Steffi madder and she gets really defensive. And she says, that's not fair. And then Liam explains that he is very worried about Hope, Kelly, Brooke, and Taylor for that matter. Then Steffi tells Liam that he just put a big target on Taylor's back by telling Hope. And Liam totally disagrees. He feels that Steffi shouldn't tell Taylor that he told Hope. Just don't tell your mom and it'll be fine because if you tell her, it'll only upset her. but Steffi's not sure what to do. And before they settle this, Taylor walks into the office and they are both surprised to see her. And Liam's like, "You're still here?" And then she tells them that she just had to hear a bunch of hateful nonsense from Brooke and Hope. And Liam just looks at Steffi like, "See?" Then Taylor decides to lay into Liam, which only makes her look more crazy. She starts getting mad and getting all worked up and laying into Liam that he knows the truth and he should be together with Steffi and he shouldn't be with Hope and blah, 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 etc., etc. The same song and dance over and over. I'm so tired of it. She's just making herself look crazy. Like, she's just proving Liam's point. Now we head across the hall to the side office. And we have a new character alert. We finally get to meet Zoe's dad, Dr. Buckingham. And he is played by Wayne Brady. He wanted to surprise Zoe. And by the look on her face, she is stunned, actually. More than surprised. And you can tell by her reaction that there's definitely some backstory going on here. So he explains that he's been following her accomplishments and that he has decided to move to LA. He has a job at the hospital and he's also going to be working at a clinic in town. Then Xander walks in and of course Xander knows her dad because they dated. They shake hands and the doctor lets Xander know that he wasn't happy with the way their relationship ended, how he took off and how Zoe followed him, but that he hopes that they've learned some things about life that will help them in their relationship later. So Xander leaves and then Dr. Buckingham assures Zoe that he is here for her and he plans on spending a lot of time with her. And then the doctor tells Zoe that he is very, very proud of her and they hug. But she doesn't look happy to see him. So I'm wondering what the backstory here is. Now we head back downstairs to the showroom with Brooke and Hope. And Brooke is telling Hope that she doesn't want her to worry about Taylor. She does not need the added stress while she's pregnant. But Hope tells Brooke that she is very worried that Taylor will come after her or Brooke. And then Hope breaks down and she tells Brooke the truth about who shot Bill. So now Hope spills the beans to Brooke and she explains everything that Liam told her to her mother and Brooke is shocked. She's shocked, she's stunned, she can't even believe Taylor would shoot someone. And she's just stunned. And that's how Friday ends. I am very worried that Liam is going to be very upset with Hope for telling Brooke. He told her that in confidence. And only 4 people actually know the truth. So I'm worried that Liam might be really upset that Hope told Brooke, especially because he literally just told her like a few minutes ago and she already told Brooke. Like she couldn't even keep the secret for 10 minutes. So I'm not sure if this is going to cause trouble between them or if Liam is, who knows, maybe he won't be mad. I don't know. I hope not. So that brings us to the end of the week. I'm a little concerned about Hope and Brooke and even Liam's safety. I'm very concerned that Taylor is going to get in her head that if she just gets rid of Brooke or Hope, that maybe it would bring Liam and Steffi back together. I don't know. I'm not sure, but I know that Taylor is not stable. And I don't know what she's gonna do, but I'm very worried about it. So that brings us to the end of the episode. please get in touch with me and let me know what you guys think at theboldandbeautifulpodcast.com. I am also on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and I will put the links in the show notes as always. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys have a great week. I will be back in your ears next week. Until then, bye guys.